God. You are excellent, Lord. You are glorious. Oh God, you said into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we're going to do just that on today, God. Hallelujah. We're going to bless you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and lift you up. We're going to lift you up on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because you are worthy. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Oh God, we bless you on today, God. We bless you right now, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lords of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. And there is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God. And we want to exalt you on today, God. We want to exalt you on today, God, with the clapping of our hands. We want to exalt you on today, God, with the stepping of our feet. We want to exalt you on today, God, with the fruit of our lips, because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. There is nobody else that is like you, God. You are excellent. You are holy. You are mighty. You, God. You, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nobody that can compare. There's not one that can be your cosia. That can be canino cosia. There's nobody that is higher than you, God. You are the one that sits high and look low. You are the one, Father God, that is great and greatly to be praised. So we're going to exalt you on today. We're going to lift you up. We dare not lift up anything or anybody higher than you, God. Higher! And if by chance we have, we want to put it down right now, God. Any crown we ever won, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay at your feet. Any and everything, Father God, you don't go see that we exalted higher than you. Any sickness that we have, you don't go see. We pulling it down now and laying it at your feet. We putting it all down, God. Because, Lord, you was raised from the dead. You died for us that we may have life and have it in an abundance. He called that any local seer. Oh, God, this is a joyous day. This is a joyous day, Lord. And we want to bless you. We want to bless you, God. We want to bless you. We thank you, Father God, for even after the resurrection that you walked among us. Even after the resurrection that you gave us and left us with something, God. Hey, God. Fill us with it, God. Fill your people today, God, on this Pentecost Sunday. Fill your people today, Father God. Hey, God. Oh God, we bless you. We bless you right now, God. And we tell you just how much we love you. We tell you how much we adore you, God. Because you showed us just how much you love us. Your love for us is so passionate, God, that you died for us and rose again, God. Oh, mama, we want to tell you right now how much we love you. How much we appreciate you, God. We don't want to be modest or too cute. We don't want to worry about who we are and who ain't. We don't want to worry about what nobody else is doing. We're not going to be consumed with the cares of this world and this life, Lord. That we get so wrapped up that we can't take it, that we love you. Oh, God, we love you with every muscle, every fiber in our being, God. We don't want to be religious. We don't want to just do these things, Father God, because it was written. But we want you to instill them down in the inside of our hearts, God. And we are doing it unto you, Father God, because we love you. We are doing it because we delight in doing so. We are doing it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you mean so much to us. Oh God, enter into this place on today, God. And keep your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Meet the needs of your people, God, because you know what each and every last one of us need. Oh, Baba, shede loco, sande de la casilla. Oh God, we're casting our cares at your feet. We've given it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it in the local sea. Every worry, every problem, every concern, every fear, every tear, every doubt, any and everything, Father God, that causes us to think negative or do negative or act negative, God. We land it all down at your feet right now, God. Because we know that you are capable and even able, Father God, to do the local sea. I get a little bit of shit and I can see ya. Oh, mama, nidaloko shan nidalakasiya. Oh, God. He called mama, nidaloko shan nidalakasiya, yororobo shana. He called and idididiloko siya, yororobo shane. Oh, God, idiloko si. Enter into our hearts on today, God, and give us a heart of acceptance as your word go forth. Let us be able to understand and comprehend your word on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may walk be your casio, let it go see in the fullness of your peace. I'm asking you to encamp your angels in here, Father God. Go down each and every last one of these pews and meet the needs of your people. Oh, mama, nidaloko shia, yidaloko shanidalakasia. Comfort the hearts of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it in the local shine. That they would not go into a place that he called it in the local sea. Oh God, remove that religious spirit, God. Remove that spirit of tradition on today, Father God. Help us in the local sea, in the local sea, in the local shine. To be settled in you, God. Fill us today. Fill us today, God. Oh, mama, nidaloko shia, yidaloko shan. Oh, lenididiloko shan, nidaloko shia, yidaloko shia. Oh, God, fill us today, God. Fill us today, Lord. Iko, baba, she, nidaloko shan, nidaloko shia. Fill us today, God. Fill us with your spirit. Fill us. Fill us, God, in our hearts with your love. Because you are love, God. Fill us with your spirit, God. Hold my mind, let it go see. The Lord is showing me right now at this moment that it's a lot of people that have not experienced love. So they cannot even recognize love. They think they have, or they believe they have. This is why we have such hard hearts towards one another. This is why we have such wicked and evil thoughts towards one another. Oh, Baba, Shedalokosia. The Lord woke me up on this morning at 2:45 exactly and started talking to me about us as his people. Because we say we want to get it right. We think we want to get it right. We try to make ourselves act right. But then there's still a struggle. It's hard for us to be kind to one another. It's a struggle for us to love one another out of a pure and a sincere heart. We may say it, but it's a straining. It's almost like we gotta force ourselves to say I love you, because it's not there in sincerity. We cannot love one another the way that we should love one another because of what we think about that individual, or how we feel about that individual, or that conversation that we had, or that thing that they said, or the way that they look, or the way that they act. It's almost as if we cannot even love ourselves, said the Lord. We say that we love the Lord. We speak it. Oh, I love the Lord. I ain't gonna put nobody before him. I ain't gonna put nothing before him. I'm not gonna raise that sickness up higher than the Lord, because I love him, and I know that he loved me. I know that the Lord loved me because he died for me, and I love him because he loved me. You know, this is what the scriptures say. We love him because he first loved us, but do we really love him? Because the Bible declares that if we love the Lord, that we'll keep his commandments. We would abide in him. He said that if we love him, we would love one another. See, God is love. God is love. But we walk around and it's hard for us to love. How's it? Why you say it's hard for us? The name of the sermon today is Strained Love. S-T-R-A-I-N-D. Love. With an exclamation point on the end. Strained love. Strained love. That's what he told me this morning. He said the people, they be straining the love. I say, but he said, yeah. He said, yeah. Everybody walking around talking about, I love the Lord, and oh, he know my heart, or I love it. He said they strained. They got strained love. That's what he said. That's what he said. In the New Testament, in the Old Testament, in all the testaments of the Bible, it's been trying to teach us how to love one another. It's been trying to teach us how to love one another. We don't know how to love one another, and we thinking that we do. We don't even know how to think right towards one another. So how could you love them and you can't even think right about them? We can't even act right. He started talking about this stuff on Friday. Forgiveness is a part of love. It's a part of love. Moving on from stuff is a part of love. Let go of some stuff, it's all a part of love. I'm going to prove it to y'all today. It's all a part of love. I love you, Lord. I know, well, why you ain't doing what I tell you to do then? Why you loving the way you want to love? Why you loving sometimes? Because sometimes, oh, wait a minute. Sometimes you love me and sometimes you don't. So when you get mad, you don't love me no more. We do each other like that too. If things ain't going our way, we don't love them like that. If something hit us deep, that a person will say, let somebody say something to you. Especially when it's the truth. It's going to cut you wide open. And in the midst of it cutting you open, why you can't still love them? It's hard for you to even say, I love you. We're mumbling. Mm-hmm. We won't even move our lips. We'll let our voice box do the work. Mm-hmm. We do. We get mad at one another. We have so much pride, we won't say, I love you. We get upset with one another. The first thing we say, I hate you. I mean, I know. I know. And it's okay. Because I done told y'all, and I said it Friday, and I have said it several other times. You better love me. Because if you don't, you won't see God's face. Love. Love. I'm going to help us out today. I'm going to help us out today because there is a source of love. The source of love comes through his spirit. God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to fulfill every word that he had already spoke to us and gave us examples in the Old Testament that we may be able to not just accept it, but to simply out of a pure heart? Can you say you love me out of a pure heart? Can you say you love God out of a pure heart? What is pureness? What do we even know? Look it up. What do we even know? Do we even know what pureness is? Pure. To be pure. It's without any blemishes. It's without any doubt. It's without any negativity or hesitation. I'm not going to think about what you said or what you did to me. Or how you treated me or how you acted towards me and not love you still. No matter what you do to me, I'm saying, because the Bible declares that love covers everything that you did to me, everything that you say to me that is wicked and evil. Love covers all that. Love is going to cover that thing or that way that you acted towards me. We're talking about strained love on today. Because sometimes it's hard for us to keep loving folk when they say a thing or do a thing or act a way or even make us speak a way because of what they said or because of what they did. What do pure mean? Loud. Stand up and read. It may help you.
Unmixed
with anything. So if you got pure love for me, you're not going to have all those conflicting thoughts about me. Because it ain't going to be mixed up with nothing. It ain't going to be mixed up with nothing evil. It ain't going to be mixed up with they and this and that, pointing the finger and wagging the head. We talk about strained love because it's hard for us to love one another the way that we should, because we have to strain to do it because of that experience that I had with you, that thing that you said to me, that way that you treated me. It's strained love. Strain love. Just think about you get a strainer and you put something in the noodles or rice or something and you see that water running out of it. It's not a free flow. It's mixed. It's mixed. It ain't mixed with just water. It's got starch in it. It got impurities in it. So you got to rinse that rice and them noodles again up under that water and strain it some more. It's strained. Why do we have strained love for one another? This is what the Lord told me 2:45 this morning. He says strained love. What is pure?
Free from dust, dirt, or taint.
Anything. What was that first word? Free?
Free
from it. So I'm going to have some kind of purity in my heart when I say I love you, because the Bible declares that God is love. Why is it strained? Because it has not yet been perfected. So we're going to go through some stuff. We're going to have to suffer some things. We're going to have to endure some things. So I got to endure them. Why do I got to keep on dealing with the people and folks talking about me and treating me like a dog and lying on me and defaming me? That ain't that part of love, suffering. That's love. It's perfecting that love down inside of you so you can still love that individual that's talking about you, defaming you, doing this and doing that. See, he got to perfect that love. And the only way that love can be perfected down in the inside of me is if I go through that long suffering. It's a song that say, rewritten, love was meant to hurt you. It was meant to hurt you. Why was love meant to hurt me? Because I got to perfect it. And that hurt, I want you to still be able to love purely. Without any what? Stuff mixed up in it. I need you to love purely. Come on, let's go to the book. Let's go to the book. Keep that. You may need it. Keep it. Strained love. What is strained? is done or produced with excessive effort. Sometimes we gotta strain ourselves to love people out of a pure heart just to get them a smile. We be like, we a mess. Sometimes we gotta strain ourselves to get somebody a hug, and they hug us back. We be like, strain. We gotta strain ourselves. We gotta strain ourselves to be cordial. It's a lot of effort. What? Come on, let me give y'all some more of that. What is strain? It's pushed by antagonism near to open conflict. We be straining ourselves so into our demeanor and our expressions and gestures tell it all. We antagonize people just and we gotta stop teaching our children that. Cause they watching us. I can't. Listen, sometimes, and that's what a lot of error, you straining to be nice, but you trying, is that not strained love? I'm trying with everything in me to just close my mouth up. Oh, Jesus, I'm trying with everything in me not to suck you in your eye. I'm trying not to drag you up this highway. We in the church, Lord, help me. I'm straining myself. Strain love, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about today. We're going to go to 1 John. Listen to me. What is strain? Strain is lacking in natural or spontaneous qualities. That it ain't pure. I don't even know how to be able to. I'm straining myself so until I look like I'm a prune. My face look like a prune. You be, well, what's wrong with you? I'm trying to be nice to you. So walk away because it's hard. I'm straining. It's strained love. It's to devote serious and sustained effort. It's to subject a personal quality or faculty to often excessive stress. Don't you know when you strain yourself to love that is stressful? It causes stress. Why? Because it ain't real. So you stressing out your mind, your body, your soul, your thoughts, your act. You stressing your own self off because of strained love. Yellow sheets of paper, red pens, because the Lord wants us to write some things down. I already wrote the stuff down. Strained love. Now, what is love? It's a feeling of strong or constant regard for the dedication to someone. It's positive regard for something or someone. It's to feel passion, devotion, or tenderness for. So we only got passion, devotion, and tenderness for certain people at certain times in certain situations, because we love everybody that's doing something for us, don't we? We love everybody that's showing us more favoritism than they doing somebody else. We love everybody that love us. Because if you don't love me, I ain't going to love you back. We strain ourselves to love folk. I'm going to prove it to y'all today. I'm going to prove it. It's strained love. And this is what hinders us from forgiving one another sincerely. Because it's strained. It's strained. Webster says, I'm going to say it again, love is a feeling of strong or constant regard for and dedication to someone. It's positive regard for something or someone. See, you only think positive concerning the folk and the people you love. Anybody else, you don't think positive with. Let me give y'all an example. I know you love me and you say you love me. I love you and you love me, but if you're not showing me, then it's going to be hard for me to have positive regard towards you. And ain't that real? Ain't that true? It's gonna be hard for me to have that positive regard towards you because you're not showing me that you love me. So if you're not showing me that you love me, I'm gonna show you some strained love. It's gonna be hard for me to show you that I love you. I'm straining the love that's inside of me. Are y'all getting it? Are y'all paying attention? Strained love. We shouldn't have strained love inside of our hearts. I'm going to prove it to y'all. Let's go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. I just sat up here and told y'all how much the Lord loved us, right? He loved us so much until he tried to get us together in the Old Testament and it wasn't working out. So he sent his son to walk the earth so that his son, this is what, y'all do know today is Pentecostal Sunday. So listen to this. He sent his son to walk the earth. This Jesus right here. God said, you know what? I'm so sick and tired of them. I repent that I even made humans. Jesus said, wait a minute, Daddy. Prepare me a body. Please let me go down there. Let me go down there. I want to go down there because I want to be able to stand in the gap for them. I want to, because right now, I'm not convincing you enough not to destroy them all again. So prepare me a body. God said, okay, I'm going to get him one more kind of pick of cheese. Go ahead on. He allowed his son to be born of a virgin, somebody that ain't never been touched. So therefore, she ain't had no sin. It wasn't no sin inside because she ain't been good. Now, she was born in sin just like everybody else. But she wasn't practicing it. Okay? Not saying that she didn't because it never talks about what Mary did before. It don't. So I'm not finna put nothing and add nothing to the book. Okay? I ain't finna do that. I don't want nobody to be confused and I sure don't want to go to hell. Okay? The Bible says that the angel came and told Mary, God favors you. And you finna have a baby. She said, I'm gonna have a baby. I'm paraphrasing. I ain't never been with nobody yet. I ain't even married yet. I'm just engaged. He said, You finna be pregnant with the Spirit of the Lord. It's something special. Because God looks at you because you're special. It's something about you that God favors. You know, Mary, y'all, carried him. And in the midst of it, when he was born, he had to run for his life. And all this. Okay. I'm going fast forward a little bit. The Bible declares that everything that we go through, Jesus knew. Because they didn't crucify him and beat him and kill him and do all that stuff till he was in his 30s. Okay? He was in his 30s. Alright? So in the midst, after he died, he was resurrected. And then he came to the folk and the people, which was his disciples, his 12 disciples. The first person that saw him was Mary, though. She was the first woman preacher. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that Mary was the first woman preaching? Mary was the first woman preacher after the resurrection of Jesus. How? Because she went and gave the good news. She went and gave the good news. Jesus came along after resurrection, which they didn't believe it was him, especially doubting Thomas. They didn't believe it was him. And he fulfilled the word, and he said, hold on, just wait right here, y'all, until I send my comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Y'all know Pentecostal Sunday is today. 7 Sundays after Easter is Pentecostal Sunday every year. Okay? Then Jesus left. He loved us so much until he did what he did. Y'all know I've been preaching about this stuff. And I'm just paraphrasing it, and I'm speeding up so I can get back to the sermon. The Bible declares that he loved us so passionately that he gave his only begotten son for us. He loved us just that much. And in the midst of it, when Jesus returned, he had better and more experience. And what we strain to do, that he may stand in the gap for us. Okay? And what do we strain to do the most? Love. Love. I'm going to prove it. Let's go to the book. Right quick. We're going to go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. I'm going to start there. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. Now, I done said all this stuff. Now I'm just reading y'all the scriptures, because I don't make this stuff up. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be propitiation for our sins. In other words, he was atoning us for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time, because the Bible declares that he's an invisible God. So you can't see him. If we love one another, God dwells in us. And his love is what? Perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he have given us of his spirit. Everybody know that God is a spirit. Okay? Not only is God a spirit, he gave each and every last one of us his spirit. And we know that God is love, right? We know that God is love because he gave us his spirit. Now listen to this. Listen to this. This is finna blow y'all. So why do you think we yearn so much for somebody to love us? I just want them to love me. I just want them to love only me. I just want them to love me like I love them. Because God is a spirit. He gave us his spirit. I just read it, right? So if God is a spirit and God is love and he gave us his spirit, this is why we want it desperately. Okay? But when you're not giving me the love that I give you, you strains my love towards you. It causes me to think kind of evil. It causes me to not to be able to forgive you right quick. And even when I tell you that I forgive you, because the Bible says that love, what? Covers a multitude of sins. Okay. Let me go back. Let me finish reading right quick before I get on. And we have known. Okay. Let me stay. Hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he have given us of his spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God have to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. So what is he saying? What is he saying? That if he perfect that love down inside of us, we can boldly stand before the judgment seat. Because I love the way you said love. You say love covers a multitude of sins. God, I forgave and I forgave and I forgave and I forgave and I kept forgiving and I kept forgiving and I kept forgiving. I didn't stop forgiving, God, and I let it go. And Lord, I love them. I got so much of your love down and inside of me, God, until I'm going to make sure that I'm at peace with everybody. So I'm going to go to them if I got to ought to them. And I'm going to let them know what's going on. I'm not going to harbor it and let it fester. I'm not going to have contempt and hate and bitterness towards somebody. I'm not going to be jealous and envious of nobody, because you said that that ain't got nothing to do with love. I'm going to prove it to y'all, because we're going to also go to 1 Corinthians. Listen to me. Listen to me. He say, strange love. That's what we got. Strained love for one. He don't want us to have that kind of love. God's love towards us is not strained. The strainer, you put rice in it to strain that what? All the impurities and all that starch. And I don't want that kind. The Lord said, pure. Pure. Pure meaning ain't mixed with nothing. I'm not finna have no ill will against you. I'm not finna have that. Don't you know that you could, we got so much mixture of love inside of our love until we would try to will some evil on folk. Don't. We would act some type of, I'm telling y'all, it's in this book. Listen. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Is we really doing it in this world and in this life? So when I do stand before the judgment seat, he gonna say, well, did you bless your enemy? Because if you didn't, you wasn't representing the love that I in my spirit, and I put my spirit down inside of you, so my spirit ain't in you then, huh? Is y'all getting it? Listen to this. There is no fear in love. I'm going to say that again. There is no fear in love. I'm not going to be afraid that I'm going to lose this, or I can't have this, or I can't get this. Because, Lord, why am I afraid of that when I know you love me so passionately that you told me you're going to give me everything that I need? So why am I fearing about what's next? Or what I don't have. Or what I can't get. I'm not going to fear a folk and people walking away from me. And I'm by myself. Because I know you said I'd never be alone. So I'm not going to fear that. We're talking about love and the spirit that he put down inside of each and every life. See, God have to remind us of these things. Because our love is always strained. Why? Why? Because we are in the suffering of it all. We suffer in our minds. We suffer in our thoughts. We suffer in experiences. We suffer through the challenges. The suffering is what causes us to go weary. But we got to remember the love that is towards us from God. Listen to this. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. What is that perfect love? That assurance and that confidence in the knowing. That assurance and that confidence in the knowing. I know what I see, I know what I hear, and I know what I'm in right now, and I know I'm suffering, and I know that I'm going through, but I got that assurance and that confidence that I'm not going to be afraid, so it got to go. It's being cast away. I'm not going to be afraid of this. I'm not going to be afraid of that. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. I'm going to read that scripture again. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear have torment. It messes with you in your mind. It torments you so until you think your love is strained, your love will start to diminish. It could be for a person, a situation. You can have a love for a job one minute and the next minute you hate your job. How is it perfecting? I'm talking naturally as well as spiritually. Listen, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that love not his brother whom he have seen, how can he love God whom he have not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now he talking about us and that strained love that is limited, that love that brick and mortar, y'all. Because we got to protect ourselves. We got to protect ourselves, because if you don't love me the way I love you, then I'm not going to love you that way. I'm not going to love you that hard. So that's strained love, isn't it? Why? Because it's mixed with uncertainty. It's mixed with impurities. It's mixed with something that God don't want it to be mixed with. He wants us to have pure love for one another. He wants us to have pure and sincere love, because you can't have sincere love if it ain't pure. You just can't. You cannot love nobody 1 second and hate them the next. That ain't God. That ain't God. Because if he put his spirit down inside of us, and he is God, and he is love, then guess what? Pay attention to it. Guess what? We cannot. He said, this is what he said. Nothing will separate my love from you. So if he gave us his spirit and put it down inside of us, and God is love, there should be absolutely nothing that nobody say or do to you that'll stop you from loving him. Y'all getting it? Y'all getting it? Come on, let's go to 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. I'm giving y'all what he gave me. Chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Because love got to abound down in the inside of our hearts. The name of the sermon today is strained love. We cannot continue to have strained love for one another because it is not pure. We cannot continue to have strained love for one another because it's negative. We cannot continue to have strained love for one another because it's evil and it's wicked. It causes us to be jealous. It causes us to want to compete. It causes us to want to do things unseemly. It causes us to want to act some type of way. It causes us to want to talk some type of way. It causes us to want to do all kind of sorts of matter of things that is all out the way. We talking about love, strained love. Chapter 13, 1 Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. Y'all know charity is love. But the Lord told me, he said, you done told them 100 times, you done preached this sermon and these scriptures 100 times. He said, I want you to give them the definition of charity from Webster. I say, what? Charity is generosity and helpfulness, especially toward the needy or suffering. It's benevolent goodwill toward or love of humanity. That's everybody, y'all. It's kind. It's gentle or compassionate treatment, especially towards someone who is undeserving of it. This is what Webster said. It's the capacity for feeling for another's unhappiness or misfortune. That means you got some kind of party. It's kindly concern, interest, or support towards one another. Did y'all hear what charity is? So, God wants us to have so much charity or love in our hearts for one another. This is why he told you. He said, bless your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. That talk about you. That try to defame you. If you got a problem with somebody, go to them. Talk to them. Try to be reconciled. He said, my love covers a multitude of sins. You ain't finna keep up. Get past the past. It's over with. Forgive them anyways. That the name of the sermon was Friday for Breakthrough Sermon. Forgive anyways. Love anyways. So, we strain to do these things, y'all. We strain to do them because I'm not finna let nobody keep using me and they keep on it. The Lord say, they spitefully using you because they know you gonna do it. They know you gonna do it. How many times you did somebody hair, girl, and they ain't gave you a dime and you felt sorry for them, but they had money but lied. And you know they was lying. You know how many? They despitefully using you. But you go ahead and do it anyway because you not only are you're like folk walking around with the help mess, you just, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm talking about people that you ain't even close to. I'm talking about strangers. How many times you done just did stuff with it? I'm talking about the kind of love that ain't looking for no recognition. Or I did this because if it wasn't for me or this, or I did, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am becoming as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Y'all know how y'all hear. I wish I still had that. I hit that symbol and then it just fade away. It just, it ain't got no root to it. It ain't got no root to it. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So if I could do all these things, and I still don't try to help people, being generous with people, or being kind and gentle and compassionate, and trying to do all this, even in spite of what the Bible say, who are you? I'm nothing. I ain't doing it because I need some recognition. Or I want you to pat me on my back, or I'm standing on a rooftop telling everybody what I did now. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffereth long. I just preached that. Didn't I just tell y'all that? We got to go through some stuff. In the midst of your suffering, is you still gonna love me? And I lied on you. I lied about you. I didn't even try to recruit other people to lie with me, with the lie that I'm saying. Can I still have that compassion and piety for? Can I still be caring for you? Come on now, out of a pure and sincere heart. Because you can't be fake. He telling you right there, you can't be fake with it. You can't pretend. You can't put on that mask or that chameleon suit because you're going to be straining and stressing yourself. It's going to be strained love. When you got all this going on inside of you and I walk up to you and I say I love you, you'd be like, Okay. I say, could you do this for me? Well, okay. The Bible says, and I read it and gave y'all the definition, that you are straining yourself. That strained love. And it's stressful. Because in the midst of you straining yourself, you still thinking negative and wicked and evil. And it's still going on. It's impure. There's no realness to it. So just know that love, charity, you're going to suffer through your experience. But what is he doing? He's trying to perfect that love in your suffering. He's trying to perfect that love so that he's trying to allow you to experience it so you can still love right through it. I dare you to love through that suffering. I dare you to love through that experience. Oh, baby. Let me tell you about the peace. The peace that will succumb you. Charity suffers long and is kind. Do you care enough about some folk to be kind to them, even in the midst of them being wicked and evil and antagonism to you? Because that's what charity is. You still being generous to that unkind individual that's being unkind to you, or not doing what you think or what you expected them to do. It say, charity envieth not. What is envy? It's a painful and resentful awareness of another's possessions or advantages, and to feel resentment towards someone over possessions or advantages with a desire to have them too. So why are you envying me? Love and charity ain't got nothing to do with that. The Bible says rejoice with them that rejoice. So why am I envying you and the stuff you got and all that you obtaining because I want it? What? God ain't got nothing to do with that. God ain't got that. Your love need to be perfected in that area. So in order for God to perfect your love in that area, you're going to keep seeing folk get stuck that you think you want. I'm going to say thank, because you don't know what comes along with that stuff you see them folk got. You don't know what they had to suffer and go through to get that stuff. You don't know if it was a reward. You don't know if it was a gift. You don't know if it's a struggle. You don't know. So why are you envious and want? Why you see the favor on somebody else's life from God and it causes you to be envious and jealous? Why? Love ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm telling y'all what the Bible say. The Bible says it suffers long and it is kind. It does not envy, and charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. What is to vaunt? It's to call attention to yourself with pride and often boastfulness. Okay, show and tell. Okay, you because a lot of people, that Hezekiah, the Lord had blessed him in an abundance, even added 15 years to his life. And in the midst of it, some people came along, you know, other kings and other dignitaries. I'm going to say dignitaries because that's what I heard. They came and the Bible says that he was going through showing off he had this and showing off this and showing off. And the Lord said, make me take it if you want to. The Bible said we vaunt of not. What is to vaunt? It's to praise or express pride in one's own possessions, your qualities or accomplishments, often to excess. How many times are, well, I got this, and I went to school for that, and I can do this, and I, come on, y'all. A vainglorious display of what one is, or what one has, or what one has done. So if you did it, you supposed to have been doing it out of kindness of your heart. But why you walking around puffed up like you? Not only that, y'all need to understand that puffed up means can't nobody tell me nothing. I'm this and I'm that, and I can do this and I can do that. And then y'all get it? Listen, it does not behave itself unseemly. We talk about charity. Listen to what unseemly means. Inappropriate behavior, not suitable for a time or place. It's not appropriate for a particular occasion or situation. How many times somebody done acted unseemly towards me? In front of everybody else. I'm not just talking about me in particular. I'm talking about you. What? How you gonna just act unseemly towards me? In front of folk. What? Because you want some attention. You want somebody to see. Just plain out disrespectful. Can I love you out of a pure heart and you so disrespectful? Can I love you out of a pure heart when you antagonize me? Can I still love you out of a pure heart when you opening up doors and screaming and hollering and yelling and trying to, what can I? See, because I need to be able to still love you in the midst of your mess towards me so that I won't get messy towards you. See, this that strained love. This that strained love that we have and that we carry, because your mess will cause me to be messy. That I'm going to say that one more time. Because if you did it to me, I'm going to do it to you. You know what? I ain't going to do that to you. I know what I'm going to do, though. It's going to be worse than what you did to me. You ain't going to like me. You got to learn how to love people even in the way you look at folk. You just can't look at people any kind of way. And I'm talking about these gestures and the up and down stuff. Love, that ain't love. Ashlyn. That ain't love. See? And rolled them and turned her head. The girl ain't even 1 year old yet. That ain't love, boo. We need to learn how to love for real. The Bible says, teach them as a kid so they'll know how to go. When they get older, they won't turn from it. She gonna teach you. She is. By and by. That little thing right there. Love. We talking about love. It don't act unseemly. So I'm not gonna start yelling and screaming at you. I'm not going to act all ugly and point my finger and wagging a head at you. I'm going to have some pure. My love ain't going to be strained towards you. He keeps showing me that rice running under that water and that strainer. It's all kind of stuff that's mixed with that. Read what pure is. It's all kind of stuff that's mixed with that. Charity suffers longer than is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed off. It does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. I'm not going to just worry about me and mine. I'm not going to just worry about myself or what I can gain. Because I may help you, but I'm only going to help you if I can benefit something. That ain't love, y'all. You're not going to only think about yourself. You're not going to hold your hand closed tight when it's in your power for to help somebody. Because it's somebody you don't like. You ain't got to like me, but love me. And love me out of a sincere and pure heart. That's all I ask. It does not behave itself unseemly. Seek him not at home. It's not easily provoked. Think of no evil. So I ain't going to be easily moved by what you say. Somebody else probably said it to me, and it may even trigger some things down there. But it ain't going to provoke me to act unseemly. It ain't going to provoke me to want to hurt you. It ain't, see, because if God is loving, he put his spirit down in inside of me. He say nothing is going to separate me. I love you. Yeah, you love me today, but did you love me yesterday? Did you love me a second ago? See, love is something that it got to be perfected down inside of us because we strain love, y'all. I'm talking about all of us. Me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us. We strain love because we're not getting or thinking we're not getting the kind of love that we think we deserve. And I deserve better than that. And so if you don't love me, I don't even know if I can love you anymore. I don't even think I want to love you. But you better. Love anyway. Love anyway. And be kind anyway. Don't allow what is said, what is done, how a person act, what they ain't doing, what they should be doing, provoking. Because if God is love and he put his spirit down in the inside of us, it should not be nothing that could separate our love from nobody else. I'm going to love you anyway. I'm going to love that stranger. I'm going to have compassion for that person. I'm going to love that hobo. And that's what we used to call them. Y'all call them homies. We used to call them hobos when I was coming up. We did. I'm just saying. You know, it's the same stuff for different generations. Just like they got it out, the lesbians and the gays. We used to call them bull daggers and dykes when I was coming up. I'm just saying. Look at that bull dagger. Now where that come from? We got all kind. Just like they got these pants that we wear now. We call them crop pants. When I was coming up, we used to call them culottes. Culottes. They got them booty shorts now. That's what they call them. But we call them days of dudes. It's everything. It's still the same. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing. So love is not a new thing. We all desire it. We want it. We want to be loved real bad. We want to be loved real bad. I was in conversation on yesterday, and in the midst of me in conversation with someone yesterday, that's all. We just want to be loved. Everybody want it. Why? Because God is love. And if he gave us his spirit, then what? We got love in there some kind of way. It may not be perfected, but it's there. We may not love the right way, but it's there. We may not understand that love covers a multitude of sins, because that's something that's just unforgivable. How many times we've said that? Ooh, I never forgive them for that. That ain't got nothing to do with love. We gotta do better. The Bible says, doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own. Is not easily provoked. Think of no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. So that's what love is. Love is truth. So I'm not gonna... We lie to ourselves so much until when we get ready to speak, we speak in that lie until we get mad and angry and rejoicing in that lie that we believe, and it's not the truth. It's not the truth. We bear for all things, believe it for all things, hope it for all things, endure for all things. I'm going to say that again. We bear for all things, believe it for all things, hope it for all things, endure for all things. Now, this is what charity / love is. We bear for all things, believe it for all things, hope it for all things, and endure for all things. So I got so much love down inside of me, it does not matter what I look like. It does not matter what things look like. It does not matter even what I hear, because I believe what God said. Everything that he said, positive in that book, I believe it. I believe God because I know that he loved me. I don't care how many people come up against me, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe all things. I hope all things. I'm enduring all things. I'm bearing all things. I'm going to bear my cross. I'm going to carry my cross. It may be a little bit more heavier than your cross, but I'm going to carry my cross. I'm going to bear my cross, and then I'm going to bear yours too. Because the Bible says I should. So if I see you going through, or you struggling, or you need prayer, or you need some help, or oomph, like heavy feet, oomph. He just needed an oomph. I'm going to give you that oomph, baby. Because I'm going to hope all things for you as well as for myself. And because I know that God loved me so much as well as he loved you, that he sent his only son, that I know I ain't got a hope. I know that it is so. I know that it is so. Because I got the love of God down inside of me. And in the midst of me hoping all things and believing all things and enduring all things and bearing all things, I know that he loved me so much until he told me that you are an overcomer. No. He said you are not just a conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. And so because I believe that I can even conquer this, I'm going to keep climbing. I'm gonna keep climbing. I ain't gonna stop climbing. I ain't gonna stop believing. I ain't gonna stop trusting. I ain't gonna stop hoping. I know I gotta endure it. It's hard for me to endure, so I'ma rejoice in the truth. The truth is, it's hard for me to endure, Lord. But I know, Father God, that you say that when I'm at my weakest, you are my strength. I believe that. I'm hoping in that. Are y'all following me? This is the kind of love that we should have. We should have the kind of love that gives us all the confidence and all the assurance that we need through Jesus Christ, that we got the victory in every area of our lives, even our finances. I know you love me so much, Lord, until you told me that you're going to supply every need. You told me if I delight in you, you're going to even give me what I want. Come on now. I believe that. I trust that. I'm standing on that. I'm going to endure while I get to that. Because sometimes you got to get to stuff. You got to endure before you get to it. That means I'm going to keep pressing. What the scripture say? I got to continue on. To continue is constant. It ain't no delay. So we're talking about strained love on today. We're not going to continue to strain our love towards one another. We're not going to continue to strain our love that God is trying to show us and trying to perfect down in the inside of us. Because this is what he said. This is what he said, and I read it in 1 John. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. So it does not matter what nobody's saying. They're going to eventually share. Them tongues got to close their mouth. He ain't just talking spiritually, he's talking naturally too. Did y'all hear what I say? Everybody think that they know it all. The Bible even says right here, I just read it, it shall vanish away. It's going to go away too. But you understand what I'm saying? For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. So once he get through perfecting that love that's down in inside of you, inside of me, him, her, they, we, all of us, I ain't got to ask you, do you love me? I ain't going to have to ask you that. Because he already done perfected it inside of me. And I'm going to know. Because if he perfected it, me, you, him, her, thee, we, and us, ain't nobody got to say I love you. Because we going to know it. Why? Because I'm going to be kind to you. I'm going to be concerned about you. I'm going to... Is y'all getting it? When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So I'm not finna start. I want no revenge. I want to get back. I ain't gonna be holding no grudges against nobody because of what they did, or because of what they said, or because of what they didn't do. Because I get them back, or either I'm just gonna not say nothing and just be mean. The Bible say be kind. So you gonna be a little bit kinder for me? Yep. Just a little bit. It's a little bit more kind. Yep. I ain't finna act unseemly and get to hollering and screaming and talking about nobody and calling them out their name, even though it may be true. Sometimes you just gotta close your mouth. Because if somebody says something about you, I mean, seriously. So, I'm gonna be kind. This is scripture that got me tonight, today, because he woke me up at 2:45. Listen. For now we see through a glass darkly. He said, tell them what darkly is. Darkly is not receiving, not reflecting. It ain't transmitting or radiating any light. Because I believe it this way, and that's my story, and that's what I'm telling. Arising from a showing evil traits or desires. That's darkly. Arising from or showing evil traits or desires. It's not clear to the understanding or in ignorance. Oh, I don't understand. Why you don't understand? Because God always make it clear. You ain't trying to understand because you darkly. That's why the Bible says that his people perish from what? Lack of knowledge. But another scripture say, I ain't gonna leave you ignorant. So come on, somebody. Being without light or without much light. A lot of us ain't got no light inside of our thoughts that is known in our heart, having an often intentionally veiled or uncertain meaning. What? Lord, move them scales off our eyes. Remove that veil off our heart. How about that? Given to keeping one's activities hidden from public observation or knowledge as in a secret. Living a double life. Because we act one way, but in actuality is really something else. Darkly. That's what he said. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. How many times I said we got to face it? Listen to this. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. So what you do in the dark will come to the light. That's for sure and for certain. I just read it. Hey, it's another scripture in Ephesians that say everything is open. Everything. And now abideth what? Faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Why do the Lord want us to love? Why do he want us to have charity for one another? Why do he want us to forgive one another? See, because when they brought that adulterous woman to him, everybody wanted to point the finger and wag the head. The Bible says, Moses said, this is what the Bible said. Moses written it. He said, we ought to stone her to death. And such and such and such. Ooh, it was a whole slew of folk just talking about it. Well, she do this and she did that and she did that. And she was just standing there scared. In fear. The Bible said Jesus bent down and started writing in the dirt. And they were steady talking. They were steady talking. Now they took him to, why did they take that adulterous woman to Jesus? They could have just did what they wanted to do. He said the first one without sin cast a stone. Now mind you, why did he say that, y'all? He said that because we need to have compassion for one another. He turned around and he looked at Mary. He said, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. Don't do it again. She was transformed then in her mind. Why? Because instead of everybody messing with her, it just takes one person. Just one person that can lift your spirits up. Even in the midst of all the suffering. Even in the midst of you trying to endure. Even if that's that charity, y'all. That's being kind. That's being gentle. That's loving in spite of what she did. Can we love one another like that? Because love supposed to cover a multitude of sins. It's supposed to come. Do we have that kind of love? If we don't, we need to be trying to ask God to help us with it. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. These are the things that he had me to write down. And he said have them to write them down to. The first thing I want y'all to do is write your name. Write your name. And then after you write your name, the first words. Everybody got yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I don't want to leave nobody. The first word is love. The second word is compassion. The third word is piety. And the next word is acceptance. See, we got to accept some things in order for us to get past some things, in order for us to be able to have that compassion and piety that will lead us to love. Because no matter what that person do, say, treat you, act, or either whatever they did or what you thought they should do or what they didn't do, we still need to love. I'm just calling words again. The first word is love. The second is compassion. The third one is piety. And the next one is acceptance. The next sheet of paper. Write your name at the top. The first word is absolutions. The next word is forgiveness. The next word is honesty. And the next one is truth. We got to have a heart of absolutions in order to be able to forgive. And then we got to be honest about that thing that's hard for us to forgive, so our love won't be strained. And we got to accept that truth. The first word is absolutions. The second one is forgiveness. The next one is honesty. And the next one is truth. It's this perfecting of his love that's going to help us get through these things and bear all things and endure all things. Hope in all things. Believe in all things. It's love that does that, baby. The next sheet of paper. Write your name at the top. And the first word is going to be holiness, kindness, newness, and peace. God say, be ye holy, for I am holy. His holiness is going to lead us to be kind. It's going to renew us in our thoughts and our minds and even our attitudes towards other people. And that way we won't be tormented, conflicted, or even restricted from accepting that peace. The first word, holiness. The second one is kindness. Newness. And the last word is peace. These are the things that God wants us to be able to obtain through love. You can get it all through love. The last sheet of paper, write your name. It's hope, direction, charity, and fullness. Jesus. I'm going to repeat the words again. Hope, direction, charity, and fullness. Anything else that you know down in inside of your heart that you're holding towards anybody, it could be anything. It could be a conversation. It could be a word. It could be doubt. It could be fear. It could be pain. It could be anything that caused you any torment. I want y'all to write all these things down that God can remove them out of your heart so that you can love out of a pure and sincere heart. We don't want to have strained love, y'all. We don't. I want y'all to write down any and everything that you know God needs to purge out of you. Because love is that thing that's going to cause us to be able to see his face. God is a God of love. He said, if you do not have love inside of your heart, then I'm not there. God is a spirit, and his spirit is love. And he said that he gave his spirit to each and every last one of us. We got to be able to love folk and people even in spite of that conversation, what they said, what they did, how they acted. What I think they said or what I think that they did or what I think or what they should or should not do. And even though people do not think about you or have charity towards you or think or they're only thinking about their own selves, you still got love. Still gotta love. You still gotta love even in spite of that person talking about you, acting all manner of evil against you. Because God gotta break some things off of you in the midst of your brokenness so you are in a place of long suffering. The Bible says that love suffereth long. It's all kind of stuff that he gotta break out of our hearts so that we won't be walking around in the dark. So we won't be walking around thinking and believing that we know it all. So so that we won't be walking around thinking and believing that we can have it all. We won't be boastful, acting unseemly, being easily provoked, because there's some things that'll provoke us real quick. And let me tell y'all what it is. Say our kids, our loved ones. For real. Love. So I can see I gotta make her love me. Cause she don't be wanting me to hold her and don't be wanting to do all that. And then I'm the godmama. I gotta make her love me. I'ma teach her how to love. Even in spite of she don't want nobody but her mom. Only thinking about herself. She doing good. I'm excited. Love. Love gotta bound down and inside of our hearts no matter what we are going through or no matter what we are experiencing from people. Because let me tell you something about folk and people. It's a thin line between love and hate. It's easy for us to hate and hard for us to love. Come on, what's wrong with that picture? Love is not envious, y'all. We're not jealous and competing and trying to outdo folks. Love ain't got nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing. For you guys, don't you know love and being kind in your love, being kind and how you love people can actually change their whole disposition towards you just by simply being kind to folk. It'll change it. That person could be screaming and hollering and yelling, and then you just being kind, they gonna get to look and bewildered, like, you're the one. You see what I'm saying? For the Bible declares that a soft answer turns away wrath. So he telling us right there, you got to be kind because you got to, it turns away all the foolishness. Even though you want to. It say love ain't easily provoked, but we get provoked real easy. Tired of fucking people out in my bed. That provokes us. Especially when we see the devices and the tricks. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. After y'all get through writing down all that stuff, please come put it on the altar. Because it is praying time. Thank you, Jesus. The name of the sermon, Strained Love. We don't want our love to be strained. Thank you, Jesus. Put all that stuff on the altar and then stay on the altar and pray for yourself. We ain't gonna worry about what nobody else is doing it, even how they doing it. Thank you, Jesus. God knows what we need and what we don't need. And we all want love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Write down all your fears, because love ain't got nothing to do with fear. We should not be afraid of stuff, folk, people. Especially the next. Don't worry about the next.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm right here, pouring out my life. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all write all that stuff down and put it on the altar. Write down that person that you thought offended you. I don't care how long ago it was, you got to get rid of that past. Release that stuff on today. Lord covers the multitude of sins. Let's forgive and try to forget. It ain't going to be easy. Ask the Lord to wipe your mind clean, give you a clean slate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let him work it for your faith. Who am I talking to tonight?
Put your name on a sheet of paper. I forgot to give y'all this last one. It had fell off the podium. Write down wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and clarity. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and clarity. Every child in the sanctuary, please, you guys, get on your knees. It's praying time, you guys. When y'all get through writing it down, y'all know I ain't in a rush. If something comes to your mind, write it down. Bring this stuff. Put it on the altar. If you want to stand in the gap for somebody, bring it. Put it on the altar. Stay on the altar. Start praying for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and clarity, sweetie. I see you trying to write it down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. It's a new horizon for everybody. Speak it over your life. My love ain't gonna be strained no more. Speak it over your life. I'm gonna have pure, sincere love for everybody. I'm not gonna allow a conversation to trigger that love that I should have. I got the love of God in me. Speak it over your life. I'm not going to be afraid to be rejected because I'm never alone. Hey, Jesus. I'm not going to be afraid of losing nothing. No job, no money, no house, no car, no friends, no relationships, no marriages. No. I'm not going to be afraid of none of those things. Because that very thing God is perfecting in my life. Speak those things over your life. I know God loved me enough that he sent his son Jesus that I can have all these things, that I can obtain all these things in this life. Hey! I come in agreement with everything that the Lord has spoken over my life. That's what you say. I come in agreement with everything that the Lord has spoken over my life. I will not be afraid of dying before I get my promise. Because I believe God. I may have to go through this thing, and I'm going to suffer through this thing, but guess what? I'm going to believe all things. I'm going to hope in all things. I'm going to endure all things. I'm going to trust all the things that the Lord has said over my life. Say these things to yourself. Encourage yourself in the knowing. If God said it, it is so. We coming in agreement with everything that God said. Oh God, touch each and every individual on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and even your hope. You know any and everything that we need individually, Father God. You know any and every struggle that we have, God. You know any and everything, Father God, that blinds us, Father God, and even causes our ears to be stopped up. You know all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking you right now, as we stand in the gap for one another, Lord, that you would give us your love, God. Instill your spirit down in the inside of us, Lord, that we may love the way that you designed us love. Instill your spirit down in the inside of us, God, that our love that we have through your son, Jesus, will cover a multitude of sins when people come up against us, when people try to lie on us, when people despitefully use us. Oh, God, we're going to love enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we're going to go to one another and get that all together, that we may be at peace with one another. We're going to love enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we're going to trust you in any and everything that you say concerning me, him, her, they, we, all of us, Father God, concerning our lives. Oh God, we're going to have enough love in us, Father God, that we know that the suffering may be long, God, but we are more than a conqueror through the suffering. Oh God, we want that kind of love, God, that unfeeling love, that unconditional love. Give it to us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will remove the entitlements off of one another, that we will not point the finger and wag ahead, that we will not be expecting this and expecting that, because we got that unconditional love. It ain't gonna be limited love. It ain't gonna be the kind of love that if you love me, I love you back, but we're gonna love all humankind. Give us that kind of charity, Lord. Give us that kind of love, Lord. Give it to us on today, Father God, that we may be able to be more kind to one another, that we may be able to be more sweet towards one another, that we may have a pleasant conversation with one another, that we will not be acting unseemly, that we will not be provoking one another. Help us on today, Father God, to love the way that you designed us to love, Lord, that we will not be jealous of one another, envying one another, vaunting and prideful. Help us on today, Father God, that we may love the way that you designed us to love. Because we need your kind of love, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in order to be a Koseroko Shanaha. We need it, Father God. Instill your spirit down in the inside of us on this Pentecost Sunday. Instill your spirit down inside of us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will even have so much fulfillment of your love that we will not ever feel alone. Oh God, he called that in the local shot. Help us on today, Father God, and purge out any and everything that's preventing us from loving the way that you designed us to love. Oh God, because you are love, and that's why we desire it so much. Help us to even love our own selves, Father God. Help us to be able to even accept love from others, Father God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to do the miracle Sunday that I can see. Because your love, Father God, is great. Your love, Father God, is powerful. Give us that kind of love down in inside of ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may know without a shadow of a doubt that we will see your face. That we will see your face. Let us be more concerned about one another, Lord. Give us that piety that we need towards one another, Father. Give us that compassion that we need towards one another, God. Help us all today, Father God. Oh, mama, oh, Baba, share the local sea. I get a little more hush in it like I see ya.
Oh God, help us to love on today, Father God, because we need it. So any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be in confliction in our minds, that is restricting us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in our thoughts, from loving the way that you designed us to, Father God, we casting it at your feet right now. Any unforgiveness, we land it at your feet. Any entitlements, we land it at your feet. Any offenses, we land it at your feet. We land it in Ocosia, in Ocosia. We land it all down right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even them old hurts. Them old hurts, God. I'm asking you to loose us from them old hurts, God. That old conversation. Oh, my mind, in Ocosia. That old word, God, that is new to us now, Father God, when it is spoken to us and it causes us, Father God, to be triggered. We're giving you all these things on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That concern that we have in our homes. That concern that we have about our children. That concern that we have in our marriages. That concern that we have on our jobs. That concern that we have in our relationships. That concern that we have in our finances. That concern that we have in our grandchildren. That concern that we have, Father God. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we asking you to give us a strength that we need, Father God, to endure. Because you say that you are our strength when we are at our weakest. Oh God, we are claiming our exodus to go. You got to let go of something in order to get something. Oh God. We claiming our freedom on today. Freedom from that situation. Freedom from that concern. Freedom from that thing, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you will make us more like you. We want to be more like you. That we could forgive the unforgivable. That we can accept the unacceptable. Oh, my mind, middle of course. Father God, I'm asking you to accept the prayers that we put on the altar, any and everything that we put down there, God. Touch your people on today, Father God. Any and everybody that's on this altar, God. Get them peace and comfort in their hearts, Lord. You know us each by our names. You know any and everything that we even struggle with or even about. I'm asking you to touch us on today, Father God, that we will hope in all things. We will believe all things and trust all things in you, God. I'm asking you to do it on today that we will be more like you, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, you guys. Let's give God a hand clap of praise as you go back to your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Strained love. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want our love to be strained anymore, you guys. Thank you, Jesus. Strained love. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We want to be more like the Lord, because if we don't have his kind of love down in the inside of us, we won't be able to love nobody the way that we should or the way that we supposed to. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I want to be more like Jesus. Every day of my life, I want something to change in me, that I be more like him. Because the Bible says that we die daily, y'all. So just know that it ain't going to happen overnight. No, 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 no. It ain't going to happen overnight. Thank you, Jesus.
It was crazy when we went to film.
We fall down, but we get back up. Don't stay down there. Ain't nobody perfect, but God got to perfect those things that concerns us.
And he said to me,
thank you, Jesus.
He said, it's just dirt. Just like me and you, it's just dirt. It only becomes
thank you, Jesus.
When it's in the right hand.
We're going to get ready to get our tithes and offering. Anybody needing the envelopes, please raise your hand.
And I'm getting ready to run. I may run. I don't know when I say this. He puts this dirt, this lump of clay. It's not formed. It doesn't look like
thank you,
it doesn't look like it's worth anything. And he takes this pile of dirt and he throws it forcefully on this table. And I'm watching him. He said, okay, you do what I do. And I put the clay on there. So he said, no.
Every time I hear this song, I think about
he said, because it has to stick and you can't just pass
it. How God forms us and makes us. If you pay attention to what he's saying, it's in the perfecting. It's in the perfecting. He said, so when I put it on there and messed up, I'm like, so what? I throw it away and it's on. You don't throw it away. You begin again. It's the perfecting. Some things got to be done over and over. And in order for you to perfect the houses, you're going to perfect it.
He said, as long as you feel resistance, you can't form.
But we don't want to resist the perfecting. See, when you resist the perfecting, that means you fighting up against what you know is right. You fighting up against what you that obedience. You fighting up against and you being rebellious. You don't want to resist the perfecting. Doing it anyway. Oh, he'll forgive me anyway. Yeah, that's been a mission. You just want to keep doing it because you want to. He gonna turn you over to a reprobate. Keep it up. And that's the worst thing ever. Because, yeah. Lord, help us not to be turned over to a reprobate. Give us a spirit of obedience and not to rebel against the perfecting of those things that concern us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I can't believe she ain't grown. She grown up. It's some people that gave me these tithes and they offered during the week. Make sure that I get that.